God bless you. We're glad to be back again.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Back to talk about the goodness of God.
Yes.
To the glory of God.
Yes.
Amen. Everything is to be done to His glory.
Yes.
To show His goodness, because God shows His goodness in the earth.
Amen.
And He does it in so many ways. And it's really about just talking about the multiple ways that God shows His glory.
Yes.
Shows His goodness to us. He does it each and every day. And many times we can be so busy and so rushed, so caught up in our routine or in our obligations and different things that we bypass the goodness of God so many times. You know, I don't know how many sunsets have been ignored. You know, just to see the beauty of it this evening, look how good God is. You know, I don't know how many beautiful spring days have been, you know, missed because you're locked up inside working on the project that's so important that a year later you don't even remember it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, but the goodness of God is all around us, and you know, I believe and I'm hoping that as we talk about different things, that it'll help us and it'll help other people to look for, expect, and embrace the goodness of God more often.
Amen.
It'll increase or improve the quality of our life.
Yeah.
But today we're in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, very popular verses. We'll read them in the King James Version. It says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God."
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. And it's really the second part of the scriptures, verse number 2, where Paul says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be ye changed."
Mm-hmm.
Part of when we talk about the goodness of God, for many people, I'm hoping, it's those who are born again believers, that part of the goodness of God is their own life.
Yes.
And that is seeing how God has changed them.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right? That He has transformed them, transformed us. And He did it by the renewing of our mind, by showing us a more excellent way in His Word, getting us to think differently.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But once you think differently, you become something different, right?
Yes.
As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So as you think differently, you become different.
Yes.
And part of the goodness of God, I believe, is evident in our own lives when we can look at, you know, who we are today, knowing that God's still working on us.
Mm-hmm.
But you can see the progress you've made as a human being, as a person. You know, you're a better person. Things used to intimidate you and scare you before, now you're able to do them.
Amen.
You're right? You know what I mean? How many people have the testimony of, "I couldn't stand before a group with a microphone in my hand." And now they can do that.
Amen.
Well, how did that happen? That's the goodness of God transforming you. You know,
mm-hmm.
some people had problem with alcohol or beer or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they can be in a room full of alcohol and they're not even tempted to pick up the bottle or the glass because God has done such a complete work in them. They've been transformed.
Yeah.
And that's part of the goodness of God that is on display all the time. And all you got to do is look within.
Yeah.
What has God done in my life? Where I can honestly say, I used to be here, but now I'm here. I used to do those and say those things. Some people used to curse like sailors, and now they don't.
Right.
God has cleaned out your mouth, and He didn't have to use soap. Right? So, I mean, the goodness of God, so many times, is so close to us.
Yeah.
You don't got to go searching the whole world over.
Mm-mm.
Look at what He's done, how He has transformed you. Can change you by the renewing of your mind. And, you know, you can't help but just lift up your hand and say, I know this God is good because I know what I used to be, what I used to do, what I used to think, what I used to...
Amen. Amen. It's so happening. You know, the word says, what am I thinking? Behold, all things, once you become.
All things are passed away.
All things are passed away. All things are passed away. All things become new. And that includes you, you know.
Amen.
And it's funny because it is a process. You know, it's a transformation that you go through over a period.
Yes.
You know, as God's goodness continues to be revealed to you and in you, you start to see those old things becoming new. The things mm-hmm. that you used to do, you don't do anymore because mm-hmm. the goodness of God has transformed you. And for me personally, I know, you know, with me with the mic in my hand, you mm-hmm. see, I'm sitting at this table. That's the goodness of God.
Amen.
Right there.
That's right.
On display.
Amen.
Amen. Because it's not me. But, you know, it's just so many areas that if we would just, like you said, just take a look within, we don't have to search all over. We don't have to, you know, you can look right at yourself. Look in the mirror and you can see God's goodness, how his goodness has changed your life. You know, things that used to bother you, you know, used to bother me, they don't bother me anymore. Mm-hmm. But that's because the Word of God, God's goodness, has transformed me and mm-hmm. made me this new creature.
It's
a wonderful thing when you think about that mm-hmm. and God's goodness in your own life.
In your own life.
And what He has done for you in
that's
you.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. And that's the beauty of it,
yeah.
in that you don't have to buy a plane ticket and go see, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's right here,
yeah.
ever present with you, but you can't escape yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And also, too, even when, you know, I think that when we grow in Christian maturity, you know, we not only celebrate the changes God has done in our lives, but we truly and honestly celebrate the changes in other people's lives.
Yes.
You know, where you really marvel and you know, you celebrate and you're genuinely happy
yes.
about some of the things He's done in other people's lives.
Yes.
You know, it's all around us. You know,
mm-hmm.
when you can see the change that he's worked in your child, or in your spouse,
yeah.
or in your sibling, or in your coworker,
right.
you know what
right.
I mean? When you see that, or in, you know, your brother and sister in Christ
yes.
who sits on
right.
the same pew
yes.
with you every
church.
Week,
mm-hmm.
and you see what he's done, man, you said something important, and it's a process,
yes, mm-hmm.
right? Because this, you know, being transformed. You know, I think the Greek word here is the same, is where we get the word metamorphosis,
no.
right? Where you change,
yes.
you know,
yes.
and it's a process of changing. You know, change doesn't all, you know, often come overnight.
Right, it doesn't.
Right, because there's some things that God has to break down before He can start building up in you.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see other people change as well, and you see them become better people, or you see them overcome an addiction,
yeah.
or you see them overcome a fear or a struggle.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the goodness of God.
Yes, yes. And it's being revealed right before your very eyes. Because sometimes, you know, people come into the church, well, even your own brother and sister, but
mm.
people come to the church and you know them as one way when they came in. And then over time, you look and you say, wow, you know, like, who they're becoming,
right.
who God has created them
mm-hmm.
to be. You remember the person they were
right.
when they walked in that door, and then you look at them now, and you're like, oh my God, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like,
amen.
You can see it on, you know, on other people. You can see God's goodness has transformed them,
yes.
you know, and it's good to take note of that, because that's still God's goodness at
mm-hmm.
work,
mm-hmm.
you know. But God is also doing that in you.
Yes.
And that's what we have to realize, that just as we see it in other people can see God's goodness in us,
yes.
you know, how it has transformed us and made us better.
Right.
It's awesome.
It is awesome. It is awesome. And so, you know, for those of you out there, I'm sure you have testimonies.
Yes.
Of where God has brought you from.
Yes.
And notice we're talking about changes within a
yes.
person. We're not talking about the external. We could easily talk about
yes.
that. We could easily talk about the fact that you used to live in a basement apartment and now you got a 6-bedroom
yeah.
house.
We'll
we could talk about that. but that's beside the point.
Yeah.
Because if you had the house but you weren't changed as a person, you ain't gonna have that house for long.
That's right. That's right. House will be gone.
Right? Mm-hmm. You know, you now have more money than you had before. But if God hasn't changed you on the inside,
yes.
that money will go through your hands.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Easily. So we're not talking about possessions, we're not talking about money or those type of things. We're talking about something more important, and that's the interchange. You know, where you become that new creature.
Yeah.
And if that's the testimony, and if you're in Christ, and you got that testimony, God has begun that work, and He's going to complete it. That's the other thing, that you have more to look forward to.
Yeah, He's faithful to complete it.
Yes, He's going to complete that work until the day of Christ in you.
Yeah.
And so you know that even if He's brought you a mighty long way, I don't know what comes after mighty long way, but it's longer than mighty long.
Right.
We're going to have to come up with that one. Because, you know, He brought me a mighty long way. Okay, but what happened when He takes you past mighty long? Is it mighty, mighty long way? I don't know. But there's more in store.
Yes, amen.
Right? That He's going to take us to. And that's exciting.
Yes.
You know, and I think that should encourage and inspire a lot of people to continue walking with God and holding on to His unchanging hand, right? Because He's leading me to a place that deep on the inside, I want to be there.
Yes.
Didn't know how to get there, but He's bringing me there as He transforms my thinking, as He renews my mind.
Yes.
That's just wonderful.
It is. You know, you said often, there's a you inside of you. There's always somebody inside of us that we desire to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that how we act a certain way, how we respond to people, how we love people, how we forgive.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a better you on the inside of you.
Amen.
And then when God starts to show you that you're becoming that you,
mm-hmm.
it's such an awesome,
right.
We say awesome one, how many more words can we describe? He's just good.
He is.
It's just so good, you know, because it's God's goodness just being revealed inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
That's a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
That's right.
Amen.
And so God's at work in us. Amen.
Yes.
And I just think
about
Paul saying, we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
Yes.
You know, we have God working on the inside of us, bringing forth a treasury, bringing forth, you know, those things that are good. And, you know, again, when we talk about the goodness of God, and people say, well, if God is so good, how come he... No, it's not if God is so good.
Right.
God is so
good.
Right?
Yeah.
There's evil in the world, but there's goodness in the world.
Yeah.
Because God, amen, is at work in people's lives.
Yeah.
And that's a wonderful thing. So we're just praying that you'll embrace the things that God is doing in your life or in people around you. You know, if you see God at work there, and, you know, sometimes the work is gradual, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I mean.
It doesn't happen overnight.
No.
But it's coming because God is there.
That's
His
right.
Is there.
That's right.
It's coming.
Yeah, and we just have to persevere.
Yeah.
We have to continue. Jesus said those who continue,
in
my word, right? That they are my true disciples. I mean, you got to continue in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes a lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's not something we do or we try.
Right.
It's a lifestyle. Right? God has called us to a lifestyle. The just shall live by faith.
Right.
That's a just shall try faith every once in a while when they need something. You know what I mean?
Right.
You live by faith.
That's who you are.
Right.
Amen.
It's a lifestyle.
Amen.
And when we live that way, we can see the goodness of God as much as we want to.
Amen.
Amen. Because we see how He cleans us up. So we're praying that you're encouraged and inspired by this, because we know by faith that God has done some things in you.
Yes.
Where you have a testimony of, I used to do that, but I don't do that anymore.
Amen.
I used to be scared of that, but that thing doesn't bother me anymore.
Amen.
This thing used to upset me, but now, please.
Amen.
Right? I mean, to have that as a testimony is a wonderful thing.
Amen.
And we believe you have that.
Amen.
And
praise God.
If no one told you about that before, we're going to tell you now. That's a good thing.
Yes.
Amen. And it's
it's
evidence of the goodness of God at work in your life.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord is right. Amen. So God is good, and we're going to get ready to leave again. Amen.
Close the book.
Amen. Close the book. We would say close the book and sit down, but we're already sitting down. So we're going to close the book and get on up out of here. That's our version. Amen. They closed the book and they got on up out of it. That's it. So until next time. Amen. Until next time. You know you from the book. Until next time, you be encouraged.
Yeah.
And remember, Jesus loves you and his love
never fails.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.